Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a layered Hoover stab in Ableton Live 12 that feels warm, gritty, and properly old school, like it's been printed to tape, chopped in a sampler, and dropped straight into a jungle or classic DNB edit. A Hoover stab is one of those sounds that instantly brings heritage. It's brassy, detuned, wide, a little unstable, and it has that mid-range attitude that cuts through fast drums without needing to be huge. The trick here is not to make it super polished. We'd actually want some imperfection, because that's what gives it character. So the goal today is simple: build a stab that has a solid synth core, then layer in tape-style grit, a little air and noise, and some subtle motion. After that, we'll resample it to audio so it becomes something you can actually edit like a real DNB phrase. Start by creating a new MIDI track and loading an instrument rack. The rack is important because we're going to treat this like a layered instrument, not just one patch. Before you touch any sound design, decide what role this stab is going to play. Is it a short offbeat accent? Is it answering the bass line? Is it a breakdown hook? That choice matters, because in DNB the best sounds are usually designed for a job. For the MIDI, keep it short and punchy. A good starting idea is a one-bar or half-bar phrase in a minor key. Try root, minor third, fifth, and octave. So if you're in D minor, something like D, F, A, D is a solid starting point. If you want a darker, more haunted vibe, experiment with briefly moving the top note up to the flat second or the minor seventh. That little move can make the stab feel much more jungle and less generic rave. Now build the first chain in the rack. Load Wavetable or analog. Either one works. But the important thing is that the sound should already feel slightly unstable before effects. That instability is the heart of the Hoover. If you're using Wavetable, start with a saw wave or something saw-like on oscillator 1. Then add a second saw and detune it a little, maybe somewhere around plus 7 to plus 12 cents. Use unison, but don't go crazy. 4 to 7 voices is a good range. You want width, not fog. Then bring in a low-pass filter. Set the cutoff somewhere in the 200 Hz to 1.5 kHz zone depending on how bright you want the stab, and add a bit of resonance. For the amp envelope, keep the attack short, the decay relatively quick, the sustain low, and the release medium. The result should feel like a stab, not a pad. If you prefer analog, do the same basic thing. Two slightly detuned oscillators, low-pass filter, a little resonance, and a short envelope. Again, don't aim for perfection. A slightly ragged tone is exactly what we want. Next, make a second layer for grit. This layer is not here to be the main sound. It's here to add the feeling that the stab has been through something, like a tape bounce or a worn sampler. Duplicate the chain or create a second chain in the instrument rack. On this one, add saturator first. Push the drive a bit, maybe 3 to 8 dB, and turn on soft clip. Then trim the output so you're shaping tone, not just making it louder. If you want a little extra sampler-style roughness, add redux slightly after that. Keep the downsampling subtle and the bit reduction modest. Too much and it will start sounding brittle instead of warm and dusty. After that, put an EQ8 on the chain and clean up the low end. High-pass it somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz. If the upper mids get too sharp, make a small dip around 2.5 to 4.5 kHz. This layer should feel like grime and presence, not like it's fighting the main synth. This is one of those places where layer jobs matter. The core layer gives you pitch and attitude. This gritty layer gives you dirt and density. If both layers are trying to do the same thing, the sound will just get messy. Now add a third layer for air and texture. You can use operator with noise, Wavetable with a noise source, or even a resampled little hit from your own stab. The point is to make the sound feel more alive in the high end. Shape that layer with auto filter. High pass it pretty high, somewhere around 2 to 5 kHz, so you're mostly hearing attack and shimmer. You can add a little resonance if you want more bite. Then, if needed, add chorus ensemble very subtly. Keep the amount low, the rate slow, and the mix light. This layer should be barely audible on its own, but it should make the whole stab feel wider and more sampled. At this point, your sound should already feel like a layered Hoover. But now we make it usable. Group everything in the rack and map a few macros. A really practical set would be main filter cutoff, saturation drive, detune or width, noise level, release, and maybe reverb or delay amount. This turns the rack into a performance instrument. You can open the sound up for a fill, darken it for a breakdown, or make it nastier right before a drop, all without changing the MIDI. Use a Q8 on the rack output to keep the sound mix ready. High pass the whole thing around 90 to 140 Hz, so it stays out of the sub region. If it's fighting the snare crack, make a small cut around 1.5 to 3 kHz. If it sounds boxy, reduce somewhere around 300 to 600 Hz. In drum and bass, this kind of discipline is huge. The sub should stay separate. The stab is there for mid-range identity, not bass weight. Now let's add movement, but keep it controlled. You want the sound to breathe, not wobble all over the place. Auto pan is a good choice for subtle motion. You can sync it to 1/8 or 1/16 for rhythmic movement, or use a wider phase setting if you want a more stereo sweep. Keep the amount low. Another easy move is to automate the filter cutoff so the stab opens slightly on the second half of the hit. For example, you might start around 700 Hz and rise to around 1.2 kHz. That small motion gives the stab life and keeps repeated notes from feeling static. If you want a slightly darker, more haunted old-school feel, you can even make every fourth stab a little brighter or a little more open. That way, the pattern evolves without needing a whole new sound. Once the layered patch feels good, print it to audio. This is where the edits mindset really comes alive. Create an audio track, set it to resampling, or bounce the MIDI clip in place. Then consolidate the phrase and start working within audio. This is a key D&B workflow move. A lot of the energy in jungle and old school inspired edits comes from chopping and rearranging audio, not just looping MIDI. Once the stab is audio, you can slice it at transients, reverse one hit, shorten a tail, or move notes around to create a call and response pattern. You can also add fade curves to remove clicks, stretch a hit a little for tension, or chop the tail so it leaves more space before the snare lands. That's the kind of edit that makes a stab feel like part of the arrangement instead of just a synth on top. A really effective arrangement idea is to use the stab and the drop as a syncopated answer to the breakbeat. Then, as you approach the next section, automate the filter to open up more and more. That gives you classic tension and release without needing a new sound. To glue it together, send the resampled stab to a return track with a short, dark reverb or hybrid reverb. Keep it subtle. You want enough space to give the stab depth, but not so much that it blurs into the drums. In this style, too much reverb is usually a mistake. Old school grit needs definition. If the stab feels too spiky, add a little drum bus or glue compressor on the audio track or group. Just a touch of compression can smooth the peaks and make the hit feel more cohesive. You're aiming for energy, not a crushed, transient mess. A few quick teacher notes here. Check the sound in mono early. Width is great, but if the chord disappears in mono, the patch is too dependent on stereo tricks. Also, shorter often hits harder in jungle and D&B. If the stab is stepping on the break, reduce the release before reaching for EQ. Sometimes the best fix is simply making the sound tighter. Another strong move is to create a parallel dirt version. Duplicate the stab, distort one copy more heavily, low pass it, and blend it underneath a cleaner layer. That can add body without making the main sound too aggressive. If you want to go a step further, make two related stabs, one darker and shorter, one brighter with a longer tail. Alternate them every other bar. That instantly makes the phrase feel more intentional and less looped. For an extra bit of old-school flavor, try tiny pitch movement or a subtle pitch envelope at the start of the stab. Keep it small. You want a bit of bite and drift, not a laser sound. Tiny imperfections are your friend here. So the process is, build the core, add grime, add air, shape the layers with EQ and macros, add movement, then print it to audio and edit it like a real D&B phrase. That's how you turn a synth patch into an arrangement tool. If you want to practice this properly, make three versions of the same Hoover stab. One clean and centered, one dirty and overdriven, one airy and wider. Resample all three, then build a short 16-bar edit where the stab plays at least three roles, an offbeat accent, a turnaround fill, and a breakdown hook. Use one automation move across the whole thing, like filter opening or saturation rise. Then do one hard edit, like reversing a hit or cutting the tail short. Final check. Listen to the stab with drums only, then with bass only, then in the full mix. If it still feels strong in all three contexts, you've got a solid jungle and D&B edit element. That's the sound. Warm, gritty, a little dangerous, and fully controllable in Ableton Live 12. Build the layers with purpose. Keep the low end clean. And don't be afraid to print and chop. That's where the real old school magic happens.